You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Following on from the great success of the RNIB Gold Medal Award-winning garden at the RHS Wentworth Woodhouse Flower Show 2025, the RNIB has been invited to create a garden for the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026, celebrating the 90th anniversary of RNIB Talking Books and the incredible impact that Gifts Left in Wills have on the work that the RNIB does too. Award-winning garden designer Paul Harvey Brooks is working on the garden again, and as part of the garden, it will feature extracts from chosen authors' books too. I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by best-selling crime writer Linda LaPlante, who has just recorded an extract from Buried, the first book in her Jack War series, for the RNIB Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026, which is on from the 22nd to the 26th of July this year. Hello, Linda, and thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure.
So, Linda, why did you choose to record an extract from Buried, the first book in the Jack War series, and why this particular passage for the RNIB Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026? Because the passage, I think, gives a great description of Rose Cottage and its wonderful laid-out garden, which is destroyed during a fire. And there's also the discovery of a very burnt-out body, too, as well.
You know something, I just thought of all my books, it really is very, very descriptive, because I want you, when I'm describing the roses in the garden, to be able to remember what they smell like. And you could even be surrounded by the garden that you're listening to this in by roses. And the terror of fire, how fast it moves. But something is a little bit, well, not a little bit, very strange. Who has built that bonfire inside that little cottage? Who has set it alight? And then the discovery after it has been absolutely shattered. By that time, I hope people listening will even smell fire, understand it, and then go, ooh, the body. Oh, my goodness. Who is it? How did it get there? And who built the bonfire?
And it's great. The description, I think, just sort of brings that to life. And you can almost, as you say, smell and see and also sort of hear the fire crackling and the glass windows smashing and everything else. I think you get a real sense of what's happening from the passage.
I hope so.
And obviously, the RNIB Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026 is, of course, all about the 90th anniversary of RNIB Talking Books, and, of course, about the great benefits of leaving a gift to the RNIB, which can help to support the work that the organisation does for blind and partially sighted people, including Talking Books. Linda, as an author, is it, I suppose, good for you knowing that your books are being made accessible to blind and partially sighted people through audiobooks?
Truthfully, honestly, I had never had any interest in audiobooks. I had not, I think, even paid any attention to even listening to one. And, you know, I'm pretty old. But at a book event, a woman in the audience, you know, and when I promote the books and I have a Q&A, this woman stood up and she said, "Have you ever had a Braille in your memoirs? Could I get it in Braille?" And that was the first kind of nudge that, no, I didn't even know. And I said to her, "I promise you, I know most of my books are in audio, but I'm really going to begin to make a big effort to see if I can get my memoir into Braille." This coincided because 2018, I'm very, very impulsive. I'm having a cataract operation. I had cataract operation in both eyes. It's almost unheard of to ever have both eyes done at the same time. But I was blind, and blind not just from the operation after a week, for 6 months. I have never known such fear and such dependency on everybody around me. I was walking into falling over steps. I couldn't find anything. The fear, and that was when somebody said, just try and relax, Linda. Listen to an audiobook, even one of your own. Just listen to them. That started it. And from then on, I can't tell you what it has meant to experience that, to understand the fear of what it's like to lose your sight, and to also understand the dependency and the love you're given and respect you're given by a company like this one. And I just wish you every good prayer I can think of.
And are there any books that you're reading at the moment that you would recommend for people to pick up and listen to via an audiobook?
Oh, yes. Listen, I tell you, read The Sphinx by Hugo Vickers. It's about a woman called Gladys Deacon, who lived a very long and full life and became the Duchess of Marlborough and lived part of her life at Blenheim Palace. It is a fascinating read. Listen and wait for an absolute amazing thing, because it's narrated by the author himself and something very special happens at the end. The author, Hugo Vickers, visits Gladys, who was then in her 90s, and you actually get to hear her speak.
I think that's the thing about audiobooks, isn't it? It's when you get a good narrator, whether that's the author or it's an actor, and they can certainly bring a book to life, can't they?
Oh, what? Yes. Wonderful. Oh, I love this book.
Obviously, the RNIB Talking Books garden is going to be designed by award-winning gardener Paul Harvey Brooks. Linda, are you a gardener yourself, and do you enjoy sort of getting out into the garden and, I suppose, potting and tending to your plants and things?
Look, I love going into the garden, but I'm a kind of lethal. You know, I'm either pulling up beautiful plants and leaving the weeds. I have a big pond and I feed the birds every day. The sight of some of the most wonderful things in the garden, the birds, the insects, it's a joy. And it's quite a plushly big garden, but it's not very well manicured, I have to say, because I have dogs. And because of the weather, the rain, it's a bit muddy at the moment. But there comes a time, you know, soon, it's coming soon, when all the bulbs start coming up. And that's a very, very joyful time. So I wish I could be more experienced as a gardener. But, I mean, I think I'm best kept well out of it for doing any digging.
And there is nothing better than being out in a garden if you've got one, and being out in nature, or just going for a stroll in a local park, or just maybe going for a walk in the countryside. Because I think we can all sort of, I suppose, benefit from nature, can't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very fortunate because I live near Richmond Park. So not only did I have that on my doorstep, as well as my garden, I had a garden hut built, and I had to move a pond. And, you know, these companies, they call them pond hotels, and they come and they take your fish to a pond hotel whilst they're digging the new pond. And I had one very big fish called Boris. And somewhere along the line, Boris had a very crooked mouth. And this company, they came with their pack and they blew up a little kind of pond themselves out of a canvas. They scooped all the fish out, took them away to the fish hotel, and my new pond was built. And it took a long time. But then eventually they brought the fish back from the hotel. And there was one very similar in looks to Boris, but it wasn't Boris. And when I said, excuse me, that's not Boris, He said, oh, yes, it is. I said, no, no, no. It's got the wrong mouth. He said, no, no, it's fine, it's fine. I said, no, it's not Boris. Do you know, they would never admit they'd switched my fish. And eventually I decided not to bother doing anything. I just left poor Boris wherever he is. But I love watching them, feeding them. Like everything there is, it's also, you know, good to share. If you can share what you have is good as well.
Finally, Linda, what would you like visitors to the RNIB Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026 to come away with after exploring the garden and hearing the extract from Buried and other books that are being played out in the garden?
I think to be aware just what, you know, so many authors like myself are wanting to do to help everyone with sight impairment, because I think, you know, the written word is so beautiful, but now I'm beginning to understand the touch of it with the braille is also quite, quite special. And I wish everybody there, you know, you might as well say, oh, smell the roses. I know you all will. And I just wish you every happiness and that we are all gunning for you, really, everybody. And God bless you all and keep you safe.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Linda, for chatting with me today here on RNIB Connect Radio. And thank you so much for recording an extract from Buried for the RNIB Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026, which is on from the 22nd to the 26th of July.
Thank you so much, RNIB.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.